الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in his very special mercy, kindness, has blessed us with this very great month of Ramadan. We should try and fix a time, whichever morning, evening, and make shukr to Allah ta'ala for all the ni'mats that he has blessed us with. Outward, physical, dunya's ni'mats also, and particularly the ni'mats of deen. That Allah tabaraka ta'ala has given us existence, just to be existing as any of Allah's creation, no matter which creation it may be, it's a great, great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala brought us on the stage of the world where we witness the great qudrat of Allah ta'ala. Whether it's an animal, whether it's a jinn, whether it's the malaika, and insan Allah made us, and he made us ashraful makhluqat, so we could appreciate all these great ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. One time a person, before we saw them also in Makkah Sharif, now we don't see them anymore, they used to be in the mataf. There were such people that the whole face was covered, no place of the eyes, nose, mouth, just skin, just small, small holes. So anyway, it's a person like this. Somebody asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which ni'mat of Allah is on this person who is like this. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, isn't he breathing? Just to be breathing is what a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. So whichever, even if Allah had made us into a snake, in a mouse, in a rat, in anything, then also Allah brought us on the stage where this world is the muzahara of Allah's great qudrat. But then more than that, Allah made us a human being. And by making us a human being, what ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. Then more than that, Allah blessed us with the treasure of Islam and the treasure of Iman. And these also, really a person can appreciate them when we explore them. Like if we are told of a certain place, very beautiful place, caves, some ravines, some streams, some waterfalls. A person hears about it, but when he goes there and he sees it, then he appreciates. So the more we get about Iman, and therefore we have to also make a promise to Allah every day that I'll strive more to get the reality of Iman and Islam in my life. And then with that promise, we must make an effort to get the reality of Iman and Islam. So Allah blessed us with that, and more than that, Allahu Akbar. Allah made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Really, we don't appreciate, this is such a great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, to be in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For a lady of the Bani Israel, when she heard of the fazail, the virtues, the manaqib, the honorable position of this ummah, she said, if I was part of that ummah, my whole life I should have spent it in one sajda making shukr to Allah ta'ala. We don't really realize that Allah has made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he heard about this ummah, he wanted to be the Nabi of this ummah. So Allah said that I have given that position to already Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he was prepared to forego his nabuwat and to be an ummati. So if we can imagine what a great ni'mat, but we don't appreciate, we don't honor it, we don't act as the ambassadors of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our behavior, whether it is at home with the family, whether it is with friends, our ibadat, what kind of ibadat, that in through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we got this honorable month of Ramadan, how much do we appreciate it? What's the condition of our namazes in this month? How much tilawat are we making? So what a great ni'mat. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, rahmatullah alayh, Qasimul Ulum wal Khairat, in his most beautiful qasida, in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ajab nahi, it won't be surprising that teri ummat ki guna nekiyo mein shumar ho jaye. That the sins of your ummat will be counted in good deeds, because in the love and the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't really appreciate that Allah has made us in the ummat of Nabi sallallahu. We should make this shukr consciously to Allah ta'ala. Then Allah tabaraka ta'ala make more shukr. Allah connected us, made us in the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which is the Sawad-e-Azam in the whole world. And that in our context, in every country, the ulama, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah are no more known by certain ulama in certain groups. In our context of the subcontinent of India and Pakistan, they have come to be known as ulama-e Dioban. And imagine also the whole world, they are ulama, they are Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat, they are on haq, every country, whether it is in Mozambique, in Malawi, in Zambia, Nigeria, the Sudan, Somalia, Malaysia, Indonesia, whichever country, the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat are there, alhamdulillah. And they are known by the ulama of that countries, but the ulama of Dioban, the ulama of Madina Sharif, the Arab ulama, to honor the ulama of Dioban, and particularly Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah alayh, they recognize, which we can't see, we are blind to it, which is our heritage, which is our inheritance. We can't see that they had this conference which we had here in January in Azadwell. It was to honor and to show the world the truth of ulama-e Dioban and of Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah alayh. So if the Arab ulama can see this, and we can't see it, how blind are we? So we must make shukr Allah is associated. And then a special shukr also we should make, that what occasions Allah gave us, like Hajj Umrah occasion. How many Ramzans Allah blessed us with. Then what great, great pious people, ulama, such great, great ulama. Everyone, Allah has given us a certain share of having the company of great, great ulama. And then the honorable times Allah gave us, the honorable places Allah gave us to, we must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And in that we should make also shukr that Allah has kept rozi in His hands. And that He hasn't made us, if we understand Iman, we are not the slaves of anyone. Allah made us His slaves. And if you are the slave of any other person, then a person is humiliated. He is disgraced. And he is made to feel subservient low. But when you become the slave of Allah, then Allah honors you. Allahu Akbar. If you go and beg from anyone, you ask him for something, he makes some remarks, or he tells you something, or you feel, even if it's not like that, but you, because you are asking, you are feeling that he's not treating you well, he's humiliating you, etc. But if you beg of Allah, Allah, not only Allah gives you izzat, Allah puts your izzat in the eyes of the people, that this person doesn't ask anyone, he just asks Allah Ta'ala. And the main time to ask Allah Ta'ala, tahajjud time. If you get the tawfiq to get up tahajjud time, then Allah puts it in the hearts of the people, there is a very great man, he gets up for tahajjud. So when you beg of Allah, Allah gives you honor. And Allah won't go around talking, I helped out this person, I did this for him, I did this. Allah won't go around talking. If you ask people, they will mention it here and there, that he was in problems, I helped him out, I did this for him, But Allah won't ever do that for a person. So become a slave and that Allah kept rosy in his hands. And if we have proper tawakkul, reasonable, not proper, is far from, we are far from that, but reasonable tawakkul, and we realize that our rosy is from Allah, we won't beg anyone for anything. And Allah Ta'ala will give you your rosy with great respect and with great honor. Allah Ta'ala will give it. Then Allah Ta'ala, we should make shukr. Allah Ta'ala is making sattari and ghaffari. Allah has covered our faults. Hey, no matter who it is, whoever is sitting, if some of our faults were exposed, hey, we won't be able to sit here also. Hey, Allah Ta'ala has covered our faults. And Allah didn't keep us to ransom. Allah doesn't blackmail us. You know, I can expose you anytime. I know exactly what you have done. Allah Ta'ala doesn't keep us to ransom. Allah doesn't betray us also in the trust that we have with Allah Ta'ala. How much mustn't we become the die hearts of Allah? And we become the true slaves. This is what is abdiyat. And this is what a person is supposed to acquire. And it isn't a difficult task. Allah reward our buzurgs, our mashayikh, that how they have taught us and trained us, the ulum they have taught us, and then ma'arif they have taught us. This is in the reach of every person to become such an honorable banda of Allah Ta'ala. It is just for us, and this is what is suluk. This is why we are here, to become conscious of this. It is there with everyone. Even a snake, a mouse, is also enjoying the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. But the recognition, to accept it, to acknowledge it, and then to make shukr to Allah, that is what raises a person. And that opportunity Allah has put it ready on the plate for us. And for us it is just to enjoy now. When Allah has given it so ready, are we so lazy to even eat? One wife asked her husband, Ramzan is coming now, you're going to keep rozas? He said, you know, I'm a diabetic, I can't keep rozas, difficult for me. My hunger, I feel a lot. You're going to make taraweeh? You know, my legs pain a lot, I can't stand. How will I make taraweeh? Iftari you will make. He says, what, you think I'm a kafir? I won't make iftari. Iftari, I'm ready. So he's even ready to make iftari. But Allah is putting this in front of us. Aren't we prepared to eat that also? So much Allah has given us ready on the plate. And what a great occasion, the month of Ramadan. And then again, what this Khanqa silsila which Allah has blessed us. And this was the nature, the sap, and the juice that came out of squeezing the fruits of our Shaykh Hadrat Maulana Shah, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Khanqa, how he revived it. And Hazrat, in the khidmat of his mashayikh, of Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, of Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, and Maulana Madani is also Khanqa, which is running till today. His son Maulana Arshad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and Hazrat Shaykh's Khanqa also. And this is, our Khanqa runs predominantly on the pattern of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's Khanqa. What, how hasn't Allah blessed us? Where is Saharanpur? Where is Madinatul Munawwara? Where are we in Azadville in South Africa? But Allah, by His great blessings, has given us this great, great ni'mat. It's here in the plate. And the mashallah, how many brothers who have come extending their time because they are seeing the benefits and they enjoying this. But it is here in our plate. How much are we eating of it? It is really, for most of us, the man folk, Allah gave us in our environment a life of jannat. When we are at home, the food is ready, everything. We don't have to go and warm up food. We don't have to go and buy from the takeaway, from the restaurant, the food. And not only ready, the wife is calling over and over, sending the little children or the grandchildren, go say the food is ready, you must come and eat. What a life, like Jannat's life. Everything is ready, found. You want to go and bath, your clothes are in the put in the bathroom. Bathroom, everything is set, it's made clean. And the towel is not only dry and clean, but it is even scented. Some perfume also. Allah, but how much shukr do we make? Yes, faults we find all the time. And if there is a fault finder, a naqid, doesn't progress, and he becomes to be hated by everyone. And a person who shows appreciation, even if all these things are not there, but you show appreciation, Allah will increase. Allah will give you more. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, said in this zamana, there is no way to get out benefit from your subordinates, but by praising them. Don't find fault in them. And just praise them, and by this you will get more and more out of them. And if you find fault, you will lose them. And so much so, today an ustad can't even just raise his voice also. That is also too much. One was not long, which all perhaps of us saw, corporal punishment was even in the vogue. But today you just raise your voice. You just tell the student, go out of the class, is a problem. Anything you tell him, you just made some remark, and he took it an inference on his family. He goes and tell his mother, my ustad told about you today like this. Tells the father, my ustad told about you, we have a problem. So in this zamana, really, there is the only way, and you can get tremendous out. It's many of us will know. Some of us know the fact, and we went through it to become a hafiz. We were knocked blue. We were knocked out of our senses so much. And today a child becomes a hafiz without any hiding. And he becomes a very good hafiz also. So Allah has made it such. So use the proper system for this time. And that is what love, kindness, praises win the people over. Yes, where you see, we are quite sure, you discern, the person has got the istidad and the ability to take hardness. Then they use hardness on the person. You'll get a lot out of that person. If his shock absorbers are good, and he can take all the shock that you are putting on him, then it is good. But if the shock, if he got no shock absorbers, he can't take it, then don't even tell that one bump will make the car capsize. It will fall over. But if he's got good shock absorbers, tell him hard also. He can take it. There is no problem with that. But generally it is that you have to be kind. So anyway, we have to make shukr. So Allah gave us this month of Ramadan. Really, what a great month. Allah Ta'ala says, one time in the masjid of Bin Nuri town in Karachi, the Imam Sahib, who was an Egyptian, was reading performing Tarawih, and he read the ayat, Yusufu ayyuha siddiq aftina fi sab'i baqaratin siman. That is just a general statement. Oh Yusuf, who is the truthful, inform us about 7 cows who are fat and 7 lean cows that eat them up. In other words, the dream the king had seen about the droughts that are coming. He read that finish, he came back again. And he read now again in a different way, Yusuf, and he stopped. Ayyuha siddiq. Yusuf, oh, the embodiment of truthfulness. How that meaning changed completely. Yusuf, you are an embodiment of truthfulness. After the 2 rakats finished, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh stood up from his place, came to the Qari Sahib, kissed him on his forehead and said, what a reciter. Like this, we just read it like that. So in the same way, this ayat, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan is the month in which Allah has revealed the Quran. But read it like this, Shahru Ramadan. That's the month of Ramadan. So to say, Allah is expressing amazement. What a month of Ramadan. And really, we cannot imagine. And this month of Ramadan is like we were making dua that Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. This is dua taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's practice, we know that he says, if I pick up the morsel of food, I'm not sure it will reach my mouth or my mouth will come. If I make salam on the one side, whether I'll have life to make salam. But yeah, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and maut al mautu jasrun yusalul habib ilal habib. Maut is that bridge that joins the lover to his beloved. So for how much wouldn't Huzur say? When in fact the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi, every Nabi, at his time of his maut, Allah gave him a choice. You still want to live or you want to come? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the choice, he said, Allahumma anta rafiq al-ala. You are my great friend. I would like to return to my friend. Otherwise, if we go and see, and it needs a lot of time to explain and that. But Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent his everything to spread deen in the world. So why wouldn't Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam want still more years to spread deen more in the world? Hey, the ummah should have been happy also, even for the sake of the ummah and the sahaba, let qiyamah came on them when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but the love of Allah, which we don't have, so we don't desire for death also. Hey, I was so surprised, mashallah, one of our friends, what a level Allah had blessed him with. He said, I can't imagine how I will love if you have to die. And you are old now. We can expect you to die now. So he says, is it permissible for me to make dua that I die before you die? That show what great love, even if it's not sincere. But to say that words also, a person is frightened. That I might just die also. Life is dear to every person. Hey, and life for the sake of deen, how dear wouldn't that life be? So mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala has, so we made this dua, Allah brought us to Ramadan. Now don't let us make na qadri. Like the mushriks of Makkah, waqsamu billahi jahda imanihim. They took heavy qasams on Allah Ta'ala. By Allah they took qasams. That if lain ja'ahum nadhirun, that if a warner comes to them, a nabi, a kitab of Allah, lanakunanna ahda min ihdal umam, we would prove ourselves to the best, to be the best followers of the nabi in the world. But when the nabi came, totally opposite he went. They went against him in every way. So we asked for Ramadan. Now we're at Ramadan, Allah blessed us with. He gave us health. What? Just imagine Ramadan in Iraq at this moment. Ramadan in Lebanon, Gaza at this moment. Can't we make shukr? How Allah, we're getting up with peace for Siri. Our Taraweeh, we haven't got any fear that somebody will come with snipers and shoot at us, that a bomb will fall. Yeah, nothing. There, you just for your normal chores of the day, and what is happening. But what shukr are we making? Outwardly, we say some words that we got a lot feeling for the people of Gaza, and we dua, kunut, etc. But our hearts, how much are we involved in it? What is happening in the world to the Muslims in the month of Ramadan? And these things are not so serious, more serious. They brought the WC in Ramadan. That is even worse. This is under duress these conditions came on to us. And the WC with all happiness, and we destroyed the sanctity of Ramadan, the honor of Ramadan, and we were involved in the WC. Where they, to whatever extent, how many people went there, what prices they paid for the hotels, for the tickets, etc. Anyone who just even took any interest at what the scores are, who's winning and who's losing, hey, we destroyed the sanctity of the month of Ramadan. Allah gave us this wonderful, as though we made dua and we asked our Nabi that give us this month, and like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam then made dua when the Hawariyin had asked him, Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatam minas sama, send down for us a table from Jannah, a dastarkhan with all the food of Jannah. Now Allah sent, what a spiritual dastarkhan. Allah sent the main cause of this meal of which Allah has given us, rozas by day. But we don't keep the sanctity of the roza. It is, roza is a shield of us, but we break it by our eyes, where we look. In the month of Ramadan, how many people going on porn sites? In the month of Ramadan, going on terrible things, wherever it might be, our tongue is not under control. In the month of Ramadan, when we are taught, if somebody, don't you pick an argument, that's right out of the question. Don't you go and fight with somebody, but somebody fights with you, inni mru'un sa'imun. Remind yourself, I'm a fasting person. This doesn't behove me, that my character, a person with this position. Hey, one friend said, we don't do such things as a Muslim. Where can you do such things? That you become angry with people, you start using vulgar language and such terrible language, that so much so that the people that you use it, your immediate family, and they say, we will record it in future. You won't believe what this person speaks. We will record and you will hear with your own ears. And this is our God. Allah gave us Ruza, a shield. Shield from the fire of Jahannam. Shield from the anger and the wrath of Allah. Narazgi jiski dozakh se barkar hai. If Allah is upset with you, it's worse than the fire of Jahannam also. And Allah gave us the shield, but we break that shield. What our backbiting, what our slandering, what our vulgar language, etc. So Allah gave us such a wonderful dastarkhan. The main cause is roza. It is like there is biryani on the table for us to understand. What we, there is roast on the table. There are samosas, pies, and how wonderful. Temperature also just right. And you just enjoy. And you go and bring stool from the toilet and mix it there. So, and then you want to eat it like that. Allah gave us what a meal in this month. So in this ayat, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, the Quran Sharif, the Taraweeh is the other next main cause meal. Allah has given. How many of us observe the Taraweeh? And Allah's fazal, generally in the world, how beautiful the tilawat is becoming. We were in our young days, we know, that it was just from Alam Tara. And that also at what speed it was read. We made Taraweeh in Turkey. And 10 rakats, 1 salam. In the whole 20 rakats of Taraweeh, 2 salams. One friend explained, he made Taraweeh in Lebanon, in Beirut. And whole Taraweeh in Wattin. It was Wattin or Inna Anzalna Fi. Whole Taraweeh, 1 surat only. 8 rakats. That's all. And then he was sitting to make some ibadat. He's a person. He was a lawyer. Allah give him jannat. Very pious person. He has passed away. Then he was, he wanted to read some wazifas. He liked his ibadat. The caretaker of the masjid came, said, come, you have to move now. We're going to lock up. Hey, yeah, Allah gave us 20 rakats. And those people who want to make the greatest love of Allah you get is in sajda. The closest you become to Allah is in the sajda. And Allah loved us so much at Ramzan, 20 times 2, 40 times, you come very close. You become very close to me. That you get the very special love of Allah. But these people, they want to deprive us and make it from 40 to 16. Allah gave us this great, great month. How much are we appreciating the rozas, the Taraweeh? How many of us are present for the Taraweeh? Physically, we don't even make our Taraweeh. And if we do make it, our minds are somewhere else. We are not here also. We don't appreciate. In Morocco, there is one Taraweeh where the Imam reads and the whole masjid is full. And if you see, it looks like there are all types of people. People with t-shirts and jeans, but they enjoy the recital. And every aspect of tajweed, and with slowly, and with qiraat, the whole Taraweeh. Yeah, we are not prepared for that also. Just the Imam have to take 2 minutes longer, or for some reason we have to repeat 2 rakats again. It's a big problem. Allah has blessed us with a very, very great ni'mat, the month of Ramadan. And these are only the 2 main causes. How many side dishes Allah has given us. And the crown of it, the cherry on the top finally, not the dessert, not the fruit, etc. The night of Eid, prize-giving night. And then the day of Eid, really Allah has blessed this ummah through our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If only we can appreciate what Allah is giving us. And every month, every year Ramadan, a guest is coming to us. But we don't appreciate this guest. May Allah let open our hearts and really take the full benefit. And especially, yeah, for the people of Azad, the look, see people who are coming. Where's Maulana Zakaria? He's here from the UK. He's on a wheelchair all the time. But he has also come for his Islam. People who are coming from where and where. And we are not taking advantage of this year. So it's here. Allah has given it to us. Let us take full advantage. Ulama, muftis from around far, far. From New Zealand, Mufti Irshad. He's a mufti. What he needs, but they come here for their benefit. And we just sitting back. We're not taking advantage of what is being dished out here. May Allah let us understand and take full benefit of all these programs which Allah is blessing us with. Wa akhiru da'wana.